We are called to be co-mourners with a groaning creation. For the people of God, collective grief expresses our sorrow at sin and death. It is a sign of repentance and an acknowledgement of our finitude as creatures looking to our Creator. The church, and the wealthy Western church in particular, must therefore engage with this solastalgic grief for what it is, the emptiness and decay that follows as a result of our sin. Now, I am not here to remind you to recycle more, or fly less, or eat less meat. For once, I am not going to ask you to respond to climate breakdown with a list of things to do. Instead, I am going to ask you to sit amidst the grief that you may already feel about our dying planet, and mourn the brilliant, beautiful lives, both human and non-human, now extinguished by our violence and greed. Perhaps you can name them. Perhaps their names are known only to God. Either way, they are worthy of your lament. And yet, mourning is sterile without hope. The scriptures of the Jewish and Christian traditions have always expected the world as we know it to come to an end. But they have also longed for and testified to its renewal. The environmental protest group Extinction Rebellion has already recognized the benefits of grief as part of action. And I believe that grief is a vital part of having a vision for a renewed earth. Extinction Rebellion calls on its members to practice what they call the skill of brokenheartedness. I believe that as a church, we must not be the last to recognize the wisdom of this collective grief. But instead, we must seek opportunities to practice its right expression, discuss what those might be, and also seek opportunities to speak hope in the face of death. In the words of Walter Brueggemann, the prophetic tasks of the church are to speak truth in a society that lives in illusion, grieve in a society that practices denial, and speak hope in a society that lives in despair. We are a wounded people, and we walk on a wounded earth. As the body of Christ, are we willing and are we able to answer?